Hey guys, quick disclaimer, just letting you know, if you have not finished the full show of The Office, we talk about a lot of spoilers in the show, so if you haven't finished it, you've been warned. Enjoy the episode.
Today on the Dunder Mifflin Podcast, we will be discussing Worst to First, Manager's Edition.
Stay tuned for more. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dunder Mifflin Podcast. I am B.
And I am L. And today, we will be looking into the topic of the worst all the way up to the first, or the best managers of the Scranton branch, Dunder Mifflin.
There we go. We hope y'all are having a great day. And without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, before we get too far into the episode, we do have to do the office trivia for the day. You know, we are both 1-0 so far. We both got the first ones correct. So I have not. I'm just going to do a random day. So here we go. The question is, this office worker says the fun run is not real charity and Michael can't make him run.
I know the answer.
That has to be Kevin, right?
No, I know who it is.
Wait, okay. Don't tell me yet. Don't tell me yet. So, oh my goodness. Wait, no. You're gonna take a lead on me.
Yeah, I totally am.
So, I know. So, it's not a real charity. So who would say something like that? Is that like a joke or is that... Okay, give me a hint. Is it like a joker or is it like something serious that like you're not making me run?
It's a joke.
Okay, then is... I'm going Pam.
It's Jim.
It's... Wait, it is Kevin! I was gonna say, dang it! Allie, you told me! Oh, I was gonna say Kevin! I was like, there's...
Wait, because remember he says, like, I could have sworn I remember Jim saying, like, how is he making us run for a disease that's already been cured, you
Fun
know?
Fun Run was one of the best episodes of season 4. That was so classic. It's so funny when, Pam goes in to give, like, the paper to Michael, and she goes, 5K doesn't stand for 5,000 miles. All right, that was it for trivia. Let's get into the episode. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, first of all, we're going to say, sorry, we haven't kind of, we were going to say we're going to do it weekly, but we went on a trip and we couldn't really get the research done, but
well,
we have it done.
Okay, B was very productive and I was not.
I always like do it just the second we're done. But anyway, so what we're going to do today, just kind of a quick explanation. So this is going to be kind of a sub-series on the show called Worst to First, where we rate the worst, you know, all the way up to the first. So this time we have a manager's edition of the Scranton branch Dunder Mifflin. So we have all ranked our worst managers up to our the very best manager. So I was going to go first. I'm just going to trade off what the worst up to the first.
No. I think we both agree what the worst manager was.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, we are not counting Ed Truck.
Yes,
because
that is
technically
correct.
He was not really a part of the Office series, even though he was a manager of the Scranton branch.
So that would be 10, but we're only doing 9. So, okay. So you want to start off with your worst one?
Yeah, I think we both, can we say it at the same time? Because I think we both know. 3, 2, 1. Robert California.
Yeah, okay. But here's the deal. So Robert California, he was, so on what I am reading right here, he was a manager for, what was it? Was it about
10 seconds?
Yeah, was
literally
it like
10 seconds.
And he walks in, he walks out. So that was the beginning for season 8. So he walks in, walks out, and then he goes and talks Joe Bennett out of his own job. I don't know. Well, I think the actor name was James Spader.
Yes.
Spader or something.
And nobody liked him.
Yeah, it wasn't a good touch. That's what kind of slowly
we were
made
we
season
it was
8 go
like,
down.
It was like a way more terrible no sympathy Michael.
Yeah.
Just all the inappropriate parts of Michael with none of the good parts.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, honestly, I'm just like kind of, I have this down too. He wasn't even a good CEO either.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was just a weird vibe he brought to the office. I don't know.
All the time.
Yeah. All right. So our worst is Robert California. That was pretty easy.
Okay.
Right, you go first. For number 8.
Number 8 for me is Charles Meyer.
Hey, we have the same one so far.
Okay. So basically, oh, and by the way, we don't know each other's.
Yeah, we haven't
lists.
Saw each other's list.
So we think we can I speak for the both of us?
Sure.
Charles Minor was just a party killer. Oh, okay. Here, wait. Let me explain about my list really quickly. My list is not who would be a good boss in real life. it's more like who would be a good boss for a TV show.
Okay, you know? I'm mixing a little bit of character and, like, manager.
So, like, yeah. So, in real life, Charles Minor would probably be a great boss, you know?
Yeah.
But in the show, he just brought a very calming mood, which is not what The Office is about.
Yeah. All right, these are my notes for Charles. I said, I just feel like, there were very few characters in the show that were kind of portrayed as an antagonist, and Charles Minor was one of them.
Yeah, like, you're
just
right.
Like nobody really liked him, and he made
Except for the ladies.
And he made Michael leave, kind of.
Which,
you know, Moe's got paper company. And then he hates Jim, which basically makes every Office fan not like him because, you know, Jim's Jim. You can't really. That's
not like.
Him. Yeah, you can't not like Jim. All right, these are the parts where it's probably gonna be a little different. Hopefully,
aggressive.
We won't have the exact same. What if we have the exact same list the whole episode?
I don't think so, because I put someone very underrated pretty high on the list.
Okay. All right, so you go for number 7.
Okay, for number 7, I put Andy Bernard.
Okay.
So, in my opinion, Andy was just, I mean, he was a really funny salesman, and he was great, you know?
Much better as a salesman than a manager.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't really know how to explain it, but he was just, is it rude to say psychopath?
It was weird.
He
and
went
when he left,
on, like,
yeah.
A trip, and I loved Aaron. Aaron was one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm.
It was good, Aaron dumped. Oh, yeah. Elle and I have said.
We'll cut that out.
Yeah. Okay, so Elle and I have actually, like, thought about how cool it would be, like, if in the, just, like, the finale of the show, in the season 9 finale, like, what if, like, Pete
And Aaron get engaged.
Yeah, like, propose to Aaron. I feel like that'd be a really cool character arc for them, too, as well.
Yeah, so we loved Aaron.
Yeah.
She was definitely
right
one
Andy,
of our
though.
Favorite.
It was, they were kind of right for each other in, it was Michael's
the first
there. So I'm guessing season 5 or 6.
Yeah,
they were
when good.
They kind of kept it secret, and it was just kind of like a little cute thing. But once it got to some levels it should not have gone to. So, yeah. Alright, so this one might get me a little bit of hate, but on my number 7, which is really low on the list, I have Jim Halpert.
Yeah, I almost
as
put him
as manager,
because
here we go. Through all seasons of Jim, I think it was season 5. No.
6
when he was co-managing with Michael. And honestly, and that was the worst season of Jim. I don't know. The reason The reason we all liked Jim was because, like, we grew up liking him as the goofy prankster character he was. And while he was manager, he just lost all of his fun. And he just really focused on work.
He was a great manager. He was a great manager.
He would be good in real life. It would be a great, like, he'd keep it productive. But I don't know. I just feel like that's not something we wanted to see for Jim.
Yes.
Being this super serious character.
Okay, this jumps me into my number 6. Because my number 6 is Jim Halpert.
Okay, we are 6 and 7 snip snap.
Okay.
I have Andy Bernard at 6.
I just couldn't put Jim below Andy.
Yeah.
That was just my one rule. It just, Jim has to be above Andy. And even though, exactly, like, even though Jim wasn't, like, his character, he was still a good boss, which is why he's in 6, you know?
Okay. Elle and I have different, like, 6 and 7, so I have Andy Bernard as my 6, and what I wrote down is, like, I just feel like it just didn't click that well. Just didn't really work.
Yeah.
And I feel like he was manager for way too long than he should have.
Yes.
All of season
8
and pretty much all of season 9. And I feel like he wasn't even there half the time as manager. He was on his trip and then he got fired and
went to Florida. And then he was just like, I totally agree with what he said. He's like, when I was at Dunder Mifflin, I miss Cornell because I called it the good old days. And now that I'm out of Dunder Mifflin, I love Dunder Mifflin because now it seems like the good old days.
Yeah, it's like,
and
was
he
final
needed
line?
To live in the present.
Yeah.
He needed to stop. He's still, like, towards all of the end of the show, he kind of needs to know that what you're living in right now is the greatest.
Yeah, that's just like final line of the show. He goes, "I wish somebody would tell you
when
you're
in
the
good old
days before you've left them." So, yeah, that one's pretty cool.
I think we have a number 5, the same number 5.
We're up to number 5 now, getting kind of close to the top of the list. What do you have for number 5?
D'Angelo Vickers.
Same thing. Oh, God. I hope we have different. Okay. All right. Why do you have D'Angelo?
I put D'Angelo Vickers up there because, again, he was a good boss, but he was still really funny. You know, Will Ferrell is just, like, my favorite actor after Steve Carell.
Yeah.
So, he was just so funny, and I loved it when Michael makes his put the loud headphones on. He just makes you laugh, you know?
I feel blessed to be working with you all!
Yeah, it's just, I just think he made me laugh, and that's all I'm looking for in a good character.
So, what I say is kind of pretty much the same thought process, that D'Angelo, he was a really good character if he wasn't the manager.
Yes.
Like,
he would have been a nice salesman.
I would love to see Will Ferrell's character as D'Angelo Vickers, like, if he had been a show regular for maybe at least 2 seasons and not just, like, a manager for 6 episodes, you know, before going into the coma. So, final line, he was an amazing character, but a really bad manager.
Yeah, I feel like that works as a lot of people, you know? Yeah. Jim Halpert, Andy Bernard.
Definitely. I have a feeling we have the exact same top 4. I really hope we don't. Okay, go ahead. What's your number 4?
Creed Bratton.
Okay, we're different.
No, I know.
Nelly at 3?
That's what I was saying!
What? Okay, wait.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's funny that you already knew that because you know my top 2. Okay, well, okay. You have Creed Bratton at 2?
I have him at 3.
Oh my goodness. Creed? Okay, not the point.
So funny as a manager.
Exactly. Okay, go ahead. And you guys don't really know, but I'm kind of hippie, and so I loved it. When he turned The Office really hippie and funny, he was just so funny. I just loved him as manager. He made me laugh every single time.
Definitely, yeah. All right, so we have...
What's your number 4?
Mine is Nellie Bertram, which a lot of people didn't like Nellie, but Elle and I really liked Nellie.
We just thought she was more or less an underrated character.
Yeah, and she got kind of abused as a character, like, a little overused when she got manager, and then, of course,
underused afterwards.
Or, yeah, and, like, Andy and Aaron were just not really cool to her. So she definitely got too much hate, for my opinion, and she was actually a really nice boss.
Yeah,
she was giving everybody raises, and I feel like one of the most important qualities of being a leader is just being, like, a positive energy. And she just brightened the show. Like, she just made it happy. So that's why Nellie's at my number 4 and actually really high.
Yeah, and my number 3 is Nellie because she, okay, as I said, I kind of like the hippie sort of thing. And I loved how she was, like, talking about, like, chair massages and how she put, like, that really cute couch. And, yeah, she kind of had a rough past. And even though she may seem, like, aggressively... over
where
I don't
going
know where
with
I
this.
Was going but she was just like it just everybody thought of her as like that character that you didn't want to be, you know?
Yeah,
but actually, like, I love how Jim realized that, and he was like, actually,
oh yeah, with the magician one,
yeah, actually let's not get a magician, you know? And that's why I love Jim even more. Okay,
definitely.
That was my number 3.
All right, so, my number 3 was Creed Bratton.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Creed
you have
Bratton
Creed.
Was the funniest manager besides Michael, of course. There was arguably times where Creed was more funny. Creed was the best, like, pick-me-up choice the show made after Steve Carell left.
I'm just thinking of the acronym.
Bobody. So
Bobody.
Here's the deal. If Creed had not become manager... in that, like, season 7,
we would have stopped
that
watching
late season 7 dispute, their views would have been so down. Creed Bratton continued the show, how funny of a manager he was. I bet the writers were sitting at the table, they're like, let's take the worst character that would be the worst manager and put them at manager for an episode or two.
And it's exactly, that's exactly how The Office rolls. It was always...
it was the best decision they made once Steve Carell left.
It was... so
it was all hilarious.
Great.
Let's recite some Creed. Bobody.
Bobody!
What does the first B in Bobody stand for? It's business, and he spells it B-I-Z-N-E-S-S.
And then when Pam makes him find the differences in the pictures, yeah, and they're the exact same pictures.
She says, corporate needs you to find the difference in these two pictures.
Oh!
And he goes along with it. He's like, yeah, that's completely normal.
Okay, and more of Creed is, when he kept calling a bunch of people in the office. No, he was calling people in the office being like, hey, you want to join my Creed paper company?
Oh, right, threatening, yeah, to start his own paper company. You know, he would call it Great Bratton. It was fun to watch. That's why he's so high at my number three.
Yeah, I might have made a mistake putting
him. Yeah, all right. Elle and I definitely have the same top two. Let's just kind of go through it together. Number two in our books is Dwight
Schrute.
Definitely. All right,
and
you go first.
And number one is Michael.
We all know who the first one is.
Yeah.
Go ahead, what's your...
Okay, well... Okay, excluding the gun incident and the heart attack incident and the fire incident and the whole carving the face off.
How did he become manager in the end?
Okay, he had Jim's support, which even though it's really underrated, Jim had a lot of influence.
New episode idea, worst to first friendships. There's so many, like Dwight and Pam,
Michael
and Dwight. Oh,
Pam and Michael's. It's like the wise daughter,
yeah,
not smart father.
Phyllis and Stanley.
Ooh. The chicken legs.
Oscar and Angela towards the end.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Is that
going.
Really a friendship?
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, I love that Dwight wanted it the whole show.
Well, maybe in like seasons 1, 2, and 3, he was more of like a suck up to Michael, but then kind of...
Yeah, he kind of developed into his own character, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I put him as my number two. He was a great manager, excluding the whole gun...
His
fire.
Past. Yeah.
Okay. And the bike on the wire incident.
Right? And that's when, and that's another part of Creed. He goes like, it was, like, a circus came, and they had to lower him, like, and then in the end he goes, it wasn't a... bad day for life in the day of a dog food company or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so for my reasoning for Dwight, you know, it was just right to name him manager by the end of the show. It was something Dwight always wanted in it. They played it off really well. And if anything, they could have done it earlier.
Yeah,
could have
I
cut
agree.
Off Andy much faster and gave it to Dwight.
Okay.
But, you know, Dwight cannot beat the man. Number
Michael
one.
Michael Scott.
Mr. Michael Scott. Hands down,
the
easy.
Best.
Of
manager
course. I mean,
ever.
If
How
anybody else
not?
Is different, then that's you just can't say different from
it's
him.
Bull crap.
Yeah.
If anybody else says that Michael is not the best manager, okay, he had his ups and downs. Breakups were a bad time
well,
for him.
Well, so he
was, Jan was a bad time for him. Here, wait.
Jan,
wait.
Yeah, Jan was bad.
He had lots of bad.
He
had lots of bad influences, but still, he managed to come out on top. And him and Holly, the best romantic relationship in the whole show, after Jim
and Pam.
No, I think Holly and Michael are better.
Oh my god, we need to save that for another episode. We cannot get into that. That'll be way too far.
I mean, he proposed to her saying, "Will you marry
me or my wife become?" Will you,
become
I?
Me, will you?
Yeah. So, I feel like, for me and Michael Scott, it was just like, it was the whole show through 1 through 7.
Wait, you actually put down hands down.
Yeah. So, I feel like Michael Scott, like, it was his story, just how, like, how you saw his character evolve through the show. In season 1, he was just...
Rude.
He,
straight up
You
rude.
Did not want to work with him.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be
friends
with
And that's
him.
Exactly what it was in the UK version. So that's why the US
Ricky
version
Garvish.
Is so much better. Because in the seasons after season 1, he actually, you feel sympathy for him.
Yeah, like, I just kind of want to be his friend and things. Well, that kind of what all the characters had to grow onto that. And, like, he played it off well with Jim in the end. Dwight ended a little sour. But, I mean, the paintball at the end, that was, it kind of made it up for him. Of course, Pam and Michael.
Fresh Colorado oysters.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, can I just say something? We live in Colorado.
We do.
And there are no good oysters.
Well, it's not a, we don't have oceans.
Exactly! So yeah. I can't believe that Michael fell for that. But honestly, that makes so much sense. Definitely. That Michael fell for that.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you all enjoyed very much, and we think that is going to wrap it up for today's episode.
Love you guys, and what we like to say, live every day like pretzel day.